Great question. All right, we got a couple questions up front. Go ahead.
What do you do if someone can't make it to a show, like if they're sick?
That's a great question. You want to take that one, Bub?
So, unfortunately, we can only train 6 guys each year to fly in the demo. We don't have backup pilots. So, if someone in the diamond falls out, the 4 pilot will typically fill, unless it's Boss and we can't fly. He has to fly. But if it's the left wing or the right wing, the 4 pilot will fill for the left or right wing. If it's me, they'll just fly without me. And if a solo is missing, we'll fly a demo with just a single solo.
Good question. Good question. All right. Yeah. Go ahead. Up front.
You've already kind of given some of the pieces of advice, I think, like maybe study math and science or have integrity. But what advice would you give to other dreamers who hope to reach a level of kind of success and complexity of skill with what you guys do, just kind of as a life advice?
Gosh, that's a great question, and I think we probably all would answer it slightly differently. There's certainly, important for young people to invest in their preparation in school, pursue athletics and physical strength and all that. Certainly character is incredibly important, but I would say the most important thing is, it's 2 things, actually. It's you have to chase that dream, and you can't be afraid to fail along the way. So the path that will get you there probably isn't a straight line. I don't think it was for any of us. But that I fix it all, and I'm glad to be here concept, that I will just keep trying. I'll learn from my mistakes and keep getting better. I'll have the patience and the fortitude to keep going, the grit to keep going. That's the most important thing.
Good question. All right, we got one more up there. Go ahead.
So when you guys are flying, do you guys ever play any Kenny Loggins music?
That's usually they play that.
I think the question was, do we listen to Kenny Loggins music when we're flying? We can't hear the music that's playing during the show. And when we're up there, we are so laser focused. There is not time for an internal soundtrack. There's just not the processing power, I don't think. We're just so completely 100% focused on what we're doing while we're up there. It might be a little different when you're on a cross country, we're just moving the airplanes to the next show, and especially if someone comes on the radio and starts humming something that's catchy, and that might be stuck in your head, but I don't think we've done Kenny Loggins yet, thankfully.
Good question. All right, we got one back here.
Do you ever accidentally go supersonic?
Not accidentally.
Thanks, Boss.
How do you become a fighter pilot, and what planes did you fly?
How did you become a fighter pilot, and what kind of planes did you fly?
If I understood your question right, it's why did we decide to be fighter pilots, and what planes did we practice in or learn in?
How did you become a pilot?
How do you become a fighter pilot? Okay, so for all of us that went through Navy flight training, and even our Marine pilot goes through the same Navy flight training with the rest of us, we all start in a turboprop aircraft. The current training aircraft is called the T-6 Texan. I believe most of us probably trained in the T-34 Turbo Mentor. And once we have approximately 70 or 80 hours in a 2-seat tandem turboprop, then we select whether we're going to be C-130 pilots or jet pilots, maritime pilots, helicopter pilots. For those of us that flew jets, after that, a couple of us flew an aircraft called the T-2 Buckeye, and it's a fairly slow-speed jet, and then nowadays everyone goes straight to the T-45 Goshawk. And that pipeline takes somewhere between a year and a year and a half, and you get an extra 150 to 200 hours. And in that, you learn how to fly the jet, how to fly formation in the jet, how to fly instruments in the jet, and then the most important things we learn are how to shoot down enemy aircraft, how to drop bombs on targets, and how to land on the aircraft carrier. And so the last 6 months to 9 months of our training is invested in those things.
That answer your question? All right, good stuff.
The last thing about that, right, that as you learn to fly airplanes, I should have said this before, is as a fighter pilot, you don't learn how to fly the aircraft. You should know how to fly it. You learn how to fight the aircraft. And that's the most important aspect of our job.
All right, thank you. Got another one back here?
Why is your plane so loud? I have to cover my ears when you pass by.
Mo, why are they so loud?
We got really, really big motors. And short exhaust.
Bo, could you have him turn it down a little bit tomorrow? It's a little loud.
I'll see what I can do.
Thank you, Mo. All right, right there.
How does it feel to be one of the most famous Jets in the world?
Okay, I think the question was, how does it feel to be one of the most famous Jet teams in the world?
Yes.
Gosh, again, I think we'd all probably answer it slightly differently, but I'll take a stab at it, pal. I think it being a Blue Angel is an absolutely humbling experience. It's very humbling to be to be sitting here, because we feel, and I think very accurately could describe ourselves as average fleet pilots. And everybody on the team, no matter what their role is, whether it's a pilot, a maintenance officer, whatever kind of airplane they fly, or maybe a mechanic, whatever your role is on this team, we feel like we represent that average sailor and Marine all over the world. We all come from the fleet, and we'll all go back to the fleet. So while we're here on the team representing those sailors and Marines all over the world, representing the pride and professionalism with which they go and do their job, for us it's very, very humbling. It's a privilege. It feels like a lot of work because we work really, really hard. But it's really just something that we're very reverent of, the opportunity. We feel very lucky to be a part of it. And while you're actually on the team, it's as rewarding as it is challenging. So I spoke to the very hard work, but it's also incredibly rewarding. And I'll tell you, the most rewarding part is not up there flying, though. That's really special. It is the teamwork that we work together with. It's being a part of a team of 130 sailors and Marines, each one of which is absolutely 100% dedicated to doing the very best they can at their role so that the entire thing can come together and we can go out and put on a demonstration like we did today. That's what makes it so special. And then the icing on the cake is that we get to meet and talk to these to incredible young people, kids of all ages, and great, great Americans. And also we meet people from all over the world as we travel around the country. And what a great privilege and an honor that is.
Good question. All right, we have time for one more question. And we got some incredible men that are coming after us. So are you ready? The final question? Are you sure? Are you positive? All right, go.
Will you ever fly F-22 Raptors?
We do not fly the F-22 Raptor, but I tell you what, the guy who's coming in behind me to take my job is a great guy. His name is Commander Eric Doyle. He's a Navy pilot, and he's flown F-18s and F-16s with the Navy, but he's also flown the F-22 as an exchange pilot. So if you were to ask that question next year, you'd get a different answer. But boy, that Raptor is sweet. We absolutely love watching it. Is Rock here tonight? I don't know if the Raptor demo is something that we all really enjoy watching. That airplane is an absolute engineering marvel, and watching it just pulverize the air is completely eye-watering. So we love that airplane, too.
Good stuff. All right, one more.
This may be a two-parter. How many Blue Angel teams are there? Are you the only ones, or are there other teams?
It's just us, ma'am.
Okay, which one of you, about 3 or 4 weeks ago... now, gave a ride to the Channel 6 newsman out of Milwaukee?
Wow, that must have been number 7. Yeah, so that was Blue Angel number 7, Lieutenant Brandon Hempler. He's actually, I think, right backstage right now, but he's not sitting out here right now. Is he over there? Okay, he's right over there.
All right, last one, I promise. Here we go.
Where have you had the biggest crowd when you performed? Biggest
crowd's got to be here. Yeah. We're here right now, and this is definitely it.
All right, everyone, I wanted to say thank you on behalf of the rest of the team. Thank you so much for having us here today. It was truly an honor. And we got some astronauts coming out right now, so let's get ready to have them.